This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota. Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Shaw's and Star Market. Find massmoney.gov and by McFarlane Energy. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I just want to remind people that Ted Johnson is the fashion guy on the show, and I believe I got a nod of okay on my Grinch sweatshirt for this time of year.
Yeah, I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Because we got to remember, I'll wear it
again
next
wear it, but...
it's good on you.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you got to have a little festivity, a little fun.
You know what? It also, can we all just lighten up and...
Yeah.
Maybe just sometimes, can we act more like we're young again instead of taking ourselves so damn seriously?
Exactly.
So just call,
laugh,
bud.
Have fun, drink some eggnog.
I support that sweatshirt.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Dan Ball, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
I don't even know what you're ready for.
No, I don't either. I did have a couple eggnogs, though, so I was ready to go today after yesterday.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, buckle up, because...
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So before we get into your phone calls and we see you lined up, want to talk about this Patriots game, we talked to the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels.
Your buddy.
My buddy. In the 2 o'clock hour,
hey, buddy.
As we do every couple weeks, coming off a bye week and self-scouting. But I thought his most interesting answer today, Ted, was the one in which I posed the narrative that was out there, that his offense was too complex, you throw too much on the quarterback.
It's only been out there for 15 years now.
Right. And, you know, he's coming in to coach a young quarterback. There were some that didn't want Josh McDaniels because they thought he would throw too much at Drake May, and he might not be able to handle it, and it would screw with his development, whatever it may be.
But after those first two losses, that really was, we saw that headline everywhere.
Yes.
Like, too much on Drake May's plate, I believe, was the phrase.
Can't get Kyle Williams out there, so it must be Josh McDaniels'
right. It's
system.
A struggle.
Yeah.
Well, so I asked Josh McDaniels what he thought, because the Drake May, correct me if I'm wrong, has made things look pretty good in Josh's scheme this year, and it's looked pretty easy
correct.
And comfortable.
Yep.
So this was Josh's.
It looks like he's got a master's degree in his scheme.
And it only took him a couple months online to get that degree. Here's Josh's answer about how difficult and strenuous his system was and what he's been doing with Drake.
I would say that's safe to say. And I think it's just about the philosophy that you have and where you want to take the offense and the player. And I don't know really any other way to do it, and I don't much care to. You know, and every quarterback that we've had has generally been able to really process that if they work at it and bust their butt to get it done, you know, and really improve in all those areas. But you know, I think there's a lot of stuff said. I'm not sure there's a lot of substance behind it in terms of, you know, what they know relative to what we do ask of certain players, especially the quarterback. But he's responsible for the things that, you know, it takes to win. And so I don't think that's, you know, asking too much of him. So he does a great job. He's worked hard at it. I feel good about where we're at and good about where we're going.
Translation, that's not an ish me, that's an ish you, Drake, so figure it out.
Yeah,
I was in the car listening. I was like, ooh, he just fired back a little defiance, and I don't care.
That's the word.
And I don't care what you think.
The most defiant answer I've ever heard from Josh McDaniels.
Yep.
He's been answering a lot of questions for a long time in tough situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
It fell apart in Denver. It fell apart in Vegas. Like, that was a really I don't know any other way to do it, and I don't care to, because mm-hmm. you know why? It works.
Yeah.
If you work at it. I also thought should I go back and look at quarterbacks that didn't develop under Josh McDaniels, and can I say they didn't work?
You know what? I wish you would have clumped in wide receivers, too. So it's not just the quarterback.
Right.
It's the wide receivers. So it's, you know, we focus on the quarterback, but there's a lot of receivers that have come through here that we know for a fact could not pick up his system.
Right.
And thus, really good ones that were shipped out because they couldn't keep up with them.
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was a really interesting answer.
It also kind of to that, it solves a little bit, not to say they deserved a spot on the roster, but Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, why they were so quickly just like, all right, see you guys. Yeah. I would imagine hearing that answer, Josh took one look at them and their ability to pick up just the baseline install and went, they can't handle this.
Yeah.
Let's cut bait while there's still any kind of value
left.
Kendrick
Bourne, what was the biggest knock on him? Didn't know where to line up.
Right.
Couldn't figure out his system.
In like year 7 or
right, whatever. Right. I don't think people are making that up. I mean,
no.
Nobody wants to accuse somebody of something like that if there wasn't some substance to it.
And I think Josh is now, and it helps when you have the success that he's had with Brady, and Brady backed him up. You had those what did he say? He was one of my great friends.
I mean, that's his final slam on the, hey, you know what? Ask Brady.
Exactly.
Is it too hard? Okay, ask Tom.
But the fact is, a lot of people had decided, well, Brady could handle it because he had developed with it over 20 years.
That's
you're
true.
Trying to throw, you know, this young quarterback, Mac Jones, or this young quarterback, Drake May, into the 301 class before he took 101 and 201.
That's fair.
So I don't know why it's working so well, but I think we can say it's working quite well.
And Josh has said recently in one of the podcasts he's been on that Drake, he asked questions to him that fifth and sixth year vets ask of him. So he's telling you the kid's already far away advanced when it comes to the acumen of playing the position.
What level did Drake's dad play at again?
He had a cup of coffee in the NFL.
Okay, so he's at least he came
college.
Up in a family that at least has the idea of, you know, borderline pro football. This is how you need to operate.
Yep.
So I'm sure there's a little bit of background in that. He's clearly, you know, very bright on his own, and then it's just that innate talent, man. And I'm so incredibly impressed on how Josh has been able to rein him in a little bit to be a better pocket passer, but conversely has still been able to accentuate the athletic gifts that we saw so much last year.
Before we get to Mike Giardi and his prediction, which was strangely optimistic for the cranky one who likes to say stink, stank, and stunk this time of year, let's work in a couple phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Richard in Salisbury. He says Ralph is wrong. Ralph is taking the Bills. What's up, Richard?
Yeah, I just want to respond to Ralph's call. You know, I can see everybody saying the emphasis and the the more at stake for the Bills. But you got to don't estimate, guys. This team is locked in. I mean, they haven't lost a game in months. And this kid's about to start writing his own legend, okay? This game here could be the game changer for this kid's career, the start of this kid's career. They're going to win an AFC division title.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard.
Yeah. Is there been anything in these 10 games that they've won in a row that would suggest to you they aren't ready for this game or they're not? They're just no.
No. The problem is they had a bye. That would be my one question. You say they've won 10 in a row, and the caller is clearly saying there's momentum and whatever. Well, there was a little pullback of your momentum because you had a bye week. And you said it against, what did you not like? Thursday night football to the next week.
That's right. Mini bye.
You didn't love how they looked, right, early in the game?
I did not, against the Bengals.
So this is a real bye, a more extended layoff. And I believe they had a week off as players.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is, well, do you know Mike Vrabel's record coming out of byes?
Yes, I do.
6-0. 6-0, which, whatever, that's Mike. That doesn't mean that's this team.
Is that interesting or important to use his?
That's interesting.
I agree, too.
More than it is
as
important.
I said to Fitzy early in the show, what the Titans did in 2021 coming out of the bye doesn't feel like it's relative to this.
It's interesting. It's noteworthy.
It's noteworthy and interesting, but it's not really important.
That's about it, though.
It won't decide the game. Stiz?
What's the narrative if Drake loses?
He was due to lose, came out of the bye, learned something, not quite ready to be the guy, still developing. I will say, though, the flip side of that, can you argue that this is like a... There's pressure on Josh, like a make-or-break type game, because we're talking... What do we know from a hill of beans? But we're talking about firing the coach. We're talking about... Does he, like, I've seen some people that lump him in with Joe Burrow. Does he want to stay in Buffalo? They don't surround him with anything. There's no talent.
You have to start to ask. You get as close as they have without winning as he has, you have to ask that.
Right.
And they don't have a lot of cap space. I know that there are ways to finagle it, but are they capable of bringing in the same number one wide receiver that we talk about with the Patriots? Money-wise? Probably not. I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes on that offense.
Don't you think Rodgers should have won more in Green Bay with his old coach?
Yeah, for sure.
And the coach finally, they had to finally get rid of him. He's still looking for a job, I think. I mean, at least they won one. I mean, the Buffalo Bills, if they go 15 years with McDermott and they don't ever win a Super Bowl, let alone go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, with a generational quarterback.
They say, well, but we're good every year. I mean, we win the AFC East every other year or every year, and we still can't. It's like, well, yeah, dude. I mean, the coach, there's a fine line in what the coach can do. He can be the difference between advancing or not in game planning, preparation, mindset. So I think they have to look hard about whether or not they want Sean McDermott for the long run.
I do, too. Great minds think alike. There you
Billy.
Go.
You two share a brain, right? Great minds think alike.
Me and Billy? Yeah, exactly. Same brain, no
but
doubt.
But the Bills are in a weird place because they sucked before McDermott got there.
They
never went to the playoffs. I don't know what it was, but it was X number of years. They get McDermott. They get Josh Allen. Now they're a playoff team, annual playoff team. And they're at that crossroads. Remember when the Lions hired Matt Patricia? I think they were 8-8. With Jim Caldwell, and they're like, we're going to hire Patricia, and he's going to take us to the next level.
Yeah.
Well, he took you to a different level, but it wasn't the one you thought. It was in the other direction.
Yeah. UNC was 8-7 with Mac Brown.
We want Bill to take us to the next level. Wait, we thought the level was up, not down. Why are we not going to a bowl game? We always went to a bowl game. So when you're at that mediocre land, it's like, I can do worse, but I could do better.
And this isn't a factor for most teams on most years, but you are going into a brand new stadium.
Yes.
And you don't want to usher in a new era of Bills football necessarily, knowing how involved the Pegulas are in both the Bills' day-to-day operations and the Sabres' day-to-day operations.
Yep.
You don't want to usher in a crappy era of Bills football by making that wrong decision. So maybe that's the saving grace. You try to give it one more kick at the can in the new stadium, and if it doesn't work, then we do it. But
remind us what Pegula's with the Sabres. He's not absentee or not?
He is hands-on.
Oh, he's very hands-on.
The story out of Buffalo, not that this matters much, is that Brendan Shanahan, who was let go by the Maple Leafs, approached the Sabres, said, hey, I can run your hockey operations. You guys have sucked forever. I brought a lot of stability into the Maple Leafs. I'll bring it to Buffalo. And Terry Pegula said, I run the hockey operations. Click. So
okay.
He's
all right.
The the Pagula.
I haven't heard that about the Bills though. Has he been meddling with the Bills? But the Sabres would suggest to you that he might.
Yeah, it seems like Brandon Bean gets a bit more trust from the Pagula family. But all that to say that they are so very, very involved in Buffalo sports as a whole that I think they would want to ensure they have some very competitive football coming to their new stadium.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Rick in Rhode Island. Wants to talk about Drake May and
Tom Brady.
Hey,
how you doing?
Great. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's everything going over there?
It's great, buddy. Super. How you doing? You started early.
I got to say one thing, right? I was an Air Force medevac pilot back in Vietnam.
Service. Yeah.
And, thank you so much, too. But I always wore my Patriots hat. Always.
Oh, nice.
And it always had the old logo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Pat Patriot. So when we got into the 85 series, where they actually went to a Super Bowl, that was my most exciting year of my life. They had to win 3 games on the road, and they did. And they went to the Super Bowl. Who cares if they won or lost? They went.
Yeah.
This year, we all expect them to go because of Brady. And I love Brady, too. Don't get me wrong. We've been spoiled rotten here. We have a chance to go to the playoffs, and I think Drake May is going to bring us there. And I'm thankful to God and all you guys in Sportsville because I'm so happy.
Hey, Rick, we're thankful to you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
buddy. Thanks for the call,
Thanks
Rick.
For your
Thanks
service.
For your service.
I wonder if that Pat Patriot put the fear of God into the Viet Cong.
Absolutely.
You know?
Awesome logo.
I'd put the Pat Patriot on the side. If he's a, did you say a helicopter? Air Force.
Yeah.
Put it on the, you put, you know, kind of their logo on the helicopter
right on the side.
As you're coming in with the guns.
Hell. Take
Shoot,
this.
They were running to the hills, I bet.
That was a good call.
That was a great call.
That was a very passionate
call. Anytime,
call.
Rick. Thank you.
Hey, he's a happy man.
You know what? I'm sure at his age, just feeling that sense of happiness has got to be pretty damn cool, right?
And he's seen a lot in his life. That's the other cool part. Like, when he thinks back, sports and non-sports, obviously, that's a guy that's got stories to tell.
I'll go into Foxhole with you any day, Rick.
All right. We talked to Mike Giardi a little bit earlier on the program, and Mike Giardi is, I'm going to say it, surprisingly optimistic about this game. And real quick, tell us what's going to happen in this game before your phone craps out.
I'm going to take the Pats. I'm going to say fairly comfortably. Let's say somewhere between 7 and 10 points.
Huh. Okay, we're not going to give our picks just yet. We got that coming up in odds and ends after the pick six. But are you surprised to hear that? Like, are the point where the spread says the Bills are favored, and there's a lot of people that are telling me the Bills are going to win, but Mike Giardi, he covers the Patriots. He used to cover the Bills. He knows these two teams quite well. And he's like, Patriots comfortably.
But did you hear Ted at the end of that? Ready?
Oh.
The most polite I disagree you'll ever hear.
Oh. Yeah, have you noticed Ted doesn't shy away from like just a little noise or a face that
careful.
Tells you how he feels about
NBC
what
Sports
said.
Boston, all the producers, they never warn me, but I've heard through the grapevine that I do make noises in those little microphones that I got to be careful about.
Oh, that wasn't through the grapevine. I told you that.
You did tell me that. You're right. So if it got to you, oh boy, then they're talking about it a lot. So,
but Dan Ball, the positivity from Mike Giardi in the face of more doubt, I'd say, than normal.
I'm not overly surprised by that. I think there are a couple areas in this game that Patriots can take advantage. I think the Bills' inability to stop big plays this year, combined with the injuries that you see to two key members of their defense, plays right into the hands of Drake May in this passing offense. And I think the Patriots showed in their last matchup that they do have at least the scheme in order to slow down James Cook. And if you do, their offense operates completely different. We went through this during the three-point stance, Ted, that they're 0-3 when James Cook has less than 100 all-purpose yards. And one of those games was against the Patriots. It was a season low. So I think there are elements that could allow for a Patriots win by a touchdown, if not more. On top of the fact that you're playing at home, you're playing for the division, Josh Allen's away numbers are significantly less, as you highlighted, Andy. So I think there's a pretty clear argument to why Giardi would feel that way. But it's hard to beat a division team twice. It's a very hard thing to do, and I get the pessimism on that side.
It's also hard to beat Josh Allen anywhere, anytime, certainly twice in a season. And I think that's the wild card factor. The other one is, and you brought it up, Ted, turnovers in the first game favored the Patriots. Looking at the
plus
season.
Two. They were plus two.
On the season, the Patriots are plus one on the season.
That's crazy.
So if you took that game away,
they'd be minus on the turnover ratio, right? And the Bills are minus one on the season. So if you took that game away, they'd be plus, right? Like, so like these two teams kind of play it close to the vest, sort of even. So this certainly feels like a game where the turnovers are going to be massive. And Drake May, when did we stop thinking Drake May might have like a rookie game, a young quarterback game, a throw up game, a bad game?
It took us 5, 6, 7, 8 games, I think, to get, because the first four or five game or first four games, he was turning the ball over.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, then it started, okay, put back to back games where he didn't. And so then I think that's it took probably midway through the season at least to get us feeling comfortable, but that we're not talking about him potentially throwing interceptions and turning the ball over.
I would pick it out as a 3-week stretch, beat the Browns despite Myles Garrett having a big game.
Yep.
Beat the Falcons with their, at the time, best pass defense in the league, and then went on the road and beat the Bucs.
Yep.
All three of those you looked at and went, tough defensive matchups, just a good team in Tampa, road game for them as well. That's where the game happens. And then it just didn't happen, and he aged like a fine wine.
Yeah. And then the other question, similar type question, Ramondre Stevenson, who we worried, oh my God, all the guy does is freaking fumble. 7 fumbles last year. Now he's doing it again. So in a game like this, I just wonder, are those guys a little bit due? And I know that's a negative way to look at it. Like, they've been playing relatively clean football. You got two guys that could have turnover issues or even have had turnover issues in the not too distant past. And we just talked about it. If you do that, same is true for the Bills, though. I don't want this to seem one-sided. We just saw James Cook fumble twice last week in the snow. If James Cook or Josh Allen, we've seen recently in the last month, right, Ted, where Josh Allen has made some stupid plays, some young QB
looked
type
like
plays.
Like he did 8 years ago.
So I don't want to boil it down to that, but whichever those four people, Josh Allen and James Cook, you turn it over, Patriots win. Drake May, Ramondre Stevenson, you turn it over, Bills win. Too simple?
I mean, that I don't think so. In Ramondre, the longest stretch he went last year without turning the ball or fumbling the ball was 5 games. He's now gone 5 games without fumbling the ball.
Oh, no, Dan Ball, that's the late stat of the week, as Rich Keefe would say. What are you doing?
But there's a...
It's interesting. It may not be important.
It's important.
Oh,
there's a theory and a thought. I will be honest. I'm kind of in the same boat of this team's due for a loss, or this team's due. They're due. I'm that kind of thinking will play into my prediction for this game.
Ooh, that's a good long tease to odds and ends a little bit later in the program. But up next, it's the pick six parlay of the week. And I feel like this is the week. We've had various ups and downs as a group. How about we just put it all together? This is the week we put it together and we make some damn money. Okay?
Why this week?
Well, because we're due and we're running out of weeks.
Oh,
and
we're due.
We need to win at some point. And Ted says being due is a thing, and we're due to win one of these parlays.
All right.
So the pick six parlay up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today and this week, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England hosts the Buffalo Bills at Gillette Stadium this Sunday at 1 o'clock. A Patriots win clinches them a playoff spot and wins them their first AFC East title since 2019. Head coach Mike Vrabel told the media that running back Terrell Jennings is out for Sunday's game, while linebacker Robert Spillane is listed as questionable. Left guard Jared Wilson will return to the lineup for Sunday's game, and D'Ernest Johnson will be the team's third running back. Johnson is out of practice squad elevation, so a roster move is needed in order to activate him. For the Bills, 3 players are listed as questionable for Sunday's game. That's corner Christian Benford, as well as linebacker Terrell Bernard, and wide receiver Joshua Palmer. New this morning, North Carolina offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens and special teams coordinator Mike Prefer will not return for next season, with the school announcing the departure of both assistants after a 4-8 season and Bill Belichick's college coaching debut. The Celtics saw their 5-game win streak come to an end last night. They lost to the Milwaukee Bucks on the road, 116-101. Jaylen Brown led the Seas with 30 points. It was his third straight game scoring exactly 30. The Celtics host the East-leading Detroit Pistons at the Garden on Monday night. And the Bruins extended their win streak to 4 games last night, doubling up the Winnipeg Jets on the road, 6-3. Huge game for David Pastrnak. He finished with 2 goals and 2 assists. Jonas Korpisalo made 26 saves on the 29 shots that he faced. Boston concludes their road trip on Sunday night in Minnesota against the Wild. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, coming down the home stretch of a fun week, fun show. And hopefully this is a fun segment, because hopefully this is setting the table for us to win some money for people.
I don't know why you keep looking at me when you say that. Like, I'm
you've been in a little slump lately, haven't you?
Doing my part.
No, you were. He literally won last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He lost once.
Well, he lost once, so for him, that's a slump. He was
10-2.
It was 10-2.
10-2, and then it was 10-3, but it was just as quickly 11-3. So, yeah, there isn't much crap talk. Yeah. But
golly.
You are. Do you hear that? Andy Hart is closing in on his two producers.
Oh. I promised you I'm not finishing in last place. That's what I can guarantee.
You're catching the guy in fourth place. There you go.
It's that whole thing about it's a Serengeti. You don't have to be the fastest, just don't be the slowest animal, because that's the one that gets eaten by the lion.
Well, that's,
I don't want to be last place.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, but Andy, if you're not first, you're last.
Nope, that's a different thing. That's a different movie.
Ricky Bobby.
It's time for the pick six.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six,
and he flips the game.
I'm figuring out how much $2 wins, and I'm putting in the number right now because Andy's a coward and won't bet $10 on it. So we have that number in now, which means it is time to start our afternoon's pick six parlay. The fellas did not do great last week. 2-4 in week 14, but still 42-40 on the season. Ted Johnson is 11-3 on the campaign. Fitzy and Brian at 7-7. Stiz and Dan 6-8. Andy Hart 5-9.
Ooh.
On his way
coming,
up.
Coming, baby.
On his three-week winning streak. 3 week, 2-9 up to 5-9.
Yes. 3 week winning streak, kind of a 4-game winning streak.
3 week winning streak is how these numbers work. So, in case you missed it, we picked 6 games against the spread, not the Patriots game. We put them in a parlay. This week's parlay, Emmanuel Classe Memorial Parlay, plus 45.57. $10 wins you at 465.71. Andy Hart's $2 loses him. $93.14. Andy, you're on a heater. Who'd you pick this week, my friend?
So, I generally don't like to lay big numbers, but I'm going to lay a big number this week, and I think there's some solid logic behind it. One part of it is a really good football team. There's some people that think Seattle is one of the most well-rounded football teams in the National Football League. Can play offense, can play defense. Yep. Hey, Sam Darnold, don't turn the ball over, be okay. Their defense is good. Their defense can get after a lot of teams. And the team they're facing happens to be potentially fielding a 44-year-old quarterback who hasn't played in 5 years. And if you look at the update to Madden, looks like a doughboy in the video game. And I think it's going to go just as horribly on the real football field. Phillip Rivers could start for the Colts. Phillip Rivers will get killed by the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks can win this no matter what. Regardless of quarterback, like whatever, the Colts are falling on their faces. But Phillip Rivers put me over the edge. I'll lay the 13.5 with the Seahawks.
I know we've talked about this a couple times this week. It's a fun story. It's cool. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But this feels like a 34-10 game.
Yes.
Like, I don't see him. And maybe this is your own kiss of death, and maybe I'm trying to do this on purpose to take the heat off my own back. I just don't see him being able to come in this quickly, even with the good weapons around him, and be able to do enough consistently to go up against a team like Seattle. You're playing the Titans. We got ourselves a game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I don't know about you, Ted. I just don't see a ton in this match.
Yeah, I'm just reading something on on Twitter here. It got Ryan Clark. He went off, I guess, this morning on this very topic. He said this, quote, "I believe that this is incompetent," meaning starting Phillip Rivers, who's 44 years old. "And I also believe it's irresponsible. This is not Jordan coming back to play basketball after 3 years off."
Nope.
Why is it irresponsible?
Because you didn't have a plan. You're not fielding an adequate football team. You weren't ready. Like, this is kind of a WWE, like, weird thing.
It's weird. The first thing I thought of was, wait, when they're bringing in Phillip Rivers, well, is Anthony Richards, is he hurt?
Sort of.
Yeah. They chose not to activate him off of IR this week. He's not done for the year, I guess.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I thought he was healthy, so my bad. I thought he was completely healthy, and they just weren't going with him. But
imagine. Can you imagine? They're like, this guy sucks. Let's go get Phil.
It is fascinating, and I do kind of I kind of laugh at this idea that, well, he ran the same offense for his high school football team, so he must be really good coming back playing in because it's the same offense. It's like, what does that have to do with it? He's still 44. It doesn't matter what. If he knows the offense, he's still an old man.
That should be so offensive to Mike McDonald. It's Mike McDonald, right? The head coach of the Seattle.
The Seahawks. Yeah.
And if you were the middle linebacker and you're like, they're really going to start a guy because he was coaching high school football with, like, that's kind of disrespectful to you, Seahawks.
A little bit.
You should want to go out there and kick the living crap out of them.
Yeah.
And I fall for these usually. Mike Tyson, I thought Mike Tyson had a chance.
Yeah, get the sucker shirt out.
No, not this time.
Get the Charlie Brown music.
There's only one way that I'm wrong, and that's Jonathan Taylor, right? Like, there's no way they win this game with him throwing the ball 35 times or something like that. They have to run it 40 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he passes for more than 22 passes, they're losing the game.
Yep.
All right, so Andy's going with the Seattle Seahawks, 13.5-point favorites over Indianapolis. Fitzy, who is resting up, get better, Fitzy. 11.5-point favorites are the Eagles over the Raiders. He won the race of who picks the team that plays the Raiders this week and got Philly. Ted Johnson, your pick.
Oh, I got the Cowboys that are favored by 5.5 over the Vikings because who's the quarterback for the Vikings? Does anybody know?
It is JJ, as far as I'm aware.
Well, perfect. It matters.
And he had one good game. That means he's due for like five bad ones in a row. Like, one good
one
half.
Game.
Right. Which is better for him. He's upgrading from a quarter to a half.
Do you remember after that game, I came in here and I was like, this is what they're saying about J.J. McCarthy needs to be said about Drake May.
Yes.
His gumption, he came in at halftime. They were getting their asses kicked. I forget which game it was. It was like
first game he came back and played, he's terrible in the first half. Yep. And he's telling everybody at halftime that, don't worry, I got this. And then he miraculously brings his team back to win it. And so I'm thinking, well, okay, this is who this kid is.
He's yeah.
The makeup. Oh, my God. And he's sucked ever since.
He's not good.
Yeah, he's not good.
Okay.
I mean, real quick, can you just imagine that team let go of Sam Darnold?
I know. Yep. Yeah.
They for J.J. McCarthy. That's incredible. He hadn't
played.
How do you? I mean, you got the owner on the sideline. Oh no, I'm thinking of the Colts. But sorry, screw that. But you have a guy on your team that is that you rehab and bring back from the dead from yep. his time at the Jets and revive his career, and yet you let him go, and then bring in this kid who honestly was a reach. A lot of people thought he was a project anyway.
Yep. And you have one of the best receivers in the NFL. I'm waiting for the mic'd up audio. Remember the Devontae, I got to get out of here before I die in this job
yeah.
or whatever?
Yeah.
I feel like Justin Jefferson is going to go down that road of, I got to get out of this place before my career ends in this place.
Yeah, and you had Kevin O'Connell, who's like the quarterback whisperer, right? Rehab Darnold, rehab Daniel Jones.
That's the biggest surprise.
And you pair him with a quarterback who did not have to throw the ball in college.
Correct.
And there we go, folks. And that's why nine. How do we get him to embrace that nine mentality, that BS thing that he said?
Yeah,
you need a sports psychologist in there to try to bring that out of him, but in the meantime, he's just not that good. Okay, so we got the Cowboys -5.5, so the host picks Seattle -13.5, Eagles -11.5, and Cowboys -5.5. Stanley Bruno, your pick for this week.
All right, boys, the Ravens, they're at the Bengals. Bengals +2.5. I am taking the Bengals, all right? Now, here's why. I had a good talk with my buddy Chip. Chip gave me a few reasons as to why I took the Bengals. They've already beaten the Ravens this season. They beat them 32-14 in their Week 13 matchup on Thanksgiving. Joe Burrow, healthy, he's playing well, returning from an injury. Ja'Marr Chase, a nightmare matchup, okay? He's historically destroyed the Ravens secondary sometimes more than any other NFL receiver has against a single team. The Bengals know how to exploit Baltimore's mistake. Home field matters. Yeah. And
it does.
Yep, it could. Yeah. And weather.
Good
weather
analysis.
could play to Cincinnati's advantages. Forecast for this game call for cold temperatures. If the Ravens offense struggles to get rolling in nasty weather, that's going to favor the Bengals. Yeah. Give me the Bengals +2.5. Let's go.
Good job, Chip.
Great job, Chip.
Analysis. Do you notice how Stiz says Thanksgiving?
No.
Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving.
We're
picking on what he says. Does he say Bengals with an A?
Bengals? Bengals. Is it Bengals?
Bengals.
Bengals.
Bengals was a band, female Bengals, band in the 80s. Sure was,
yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. You, with your accent, say it Bengals with an I.
Yeah.
He says it Bengals with an A. Yeah.
We got all the vowels being
somewhere in the middle, yeah. Penguin and penguin. Okay, for Zoko, what's your pick this week?
I was surprised to see this line, that Denver hosting Green Bay. It's the 425 CBS game. I'm going to go Denver +2.5. I was shocked to see that Green Bay was favored in Denver, so I'm going to go with the Broncos.
I like it.
I like that pick.
Yeah, you got two teams at the top of the AFC who are kind of being doubted this week.
Oh, absolutely.
And Andy Hart told me the Packers were frauds last week, so if I lose, this is on you, Andy.
What do they say about the Patriots' soft schedule? What are they saying about the Broncos?
Quarterback isn't very good.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the schedule.
That's it. So it's their quarterback, which is crazy to think that we're all terrified of them playing the Broncos in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the quarterback, supposedly. I got a quick stat nug for you on this game right here.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Juicy nug. It's on its way. 3-2-1.
Saucy nug. I don't know where it's at. But okay.
Big old nug.
I'm going to let's see if I can't find it. But here's the... It was 1977 was the last time, or there's only been one team since 1977 that has won 10 games in a row and going into the next game, been a home dog. Only
really?
One time since 1977. And this week,
twice?
There's two teams.
Wow.
Two teams when there only been one since 1977.
That's weird.
That have won 10 games in a row and then been home dogs the following game.
This is really disrespectful to these two teams.
I would say. Does that make me feel better or worse about my picks?
I don't know. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
But it shows you that both teams, in the eyes of the betters, have flaws.
Yeah.
That would debunk that their 10-game win streak is kind of fugazi.
And it also doesn't matter, apparently, whether you're basing it on you have the best quarterback offense like the Patriots or the best defense, right? They're two different teams. They get to that same
That's right.
in different ways, and either way, the odds makers don't care. They That's don't right. really buy them.
That's right.
In the last pick, the home of such great establishments as the Rib Tickler.
Hey, now.
Houston, Texas.
The best.
It's in Houston, right?
H-Town. Oh, it's just outside.
Just Tom outside, Ball, okay.
But we call it Houston.
All right, outskirts of Houston. The Texans, 9.5-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. Ooh. I think they're finding their form right now, man. I trust their defense to be able to derail what's been a pretty good run for Jacoby Brissett to the point where they felt comfortable placing Kyler Murray on IR for the rest of the season.
9 points, though.
I know. And I think that's a team to be worried about. As other teams around them, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Indianapolis, are starting to fall, it kind of seems like they're hitting their swing a little bit right now. And Arizona is just in the midst of a rough losing streak right now. So give me them. 10-point favorites at home. I think their defense is going to do some damage. Marvin Harrison did not practice for Arizona. Things of that nature. So, our six picks for this week. A lot of big spreads just across the league this week. There's a couple more. That is what she said. And Jacksonville was another one that we didn't include. They're massive favorites as well, but they did not get the nod. Seattle -13.5 over the Colts. Eagles -11.5 over the Raiders. Cowboys -5.5 over the Vikings. Texans -9.5 over the Cardinals. Bengals and Broncos, both 2.5-point dogs against the Ravens and the Packers, respectively. $10 wins you $465.71. Andy Hart's $2 wins him $93.14. And apparently, we are due for a win.
10-2!
This is the week, baby.
Pick six parlay.
This is the week. That's the pick six parlay. You're welcome.
Good job there, Dan.
That'll pay for some of your Christmas gifts if you make those bets and win with us. And this is for entertainment purposes only. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends on a Friday. That means we're going to pick this football game at Gillette, Bills-Patriots, and the picks are a little bit more split than they usually are. That's next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Closing things out here on WEEI Afternoons. Time now for odds and ends, which will be our picks of the Patriots game. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-4-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. So we've talked a lot about this game all week. It is a fun game. It's a big game. It's an important game. We've done all the breakdowns, the offense, the defense, the quarterbacks, the coaching, what it means, who needs more, whatever. It is time to pick it. So I want to start things off because I'm confident in the home team. I'm not quite as confident as Mike Giardi sounded, but I don't have a reason to pick against the Patriots. They're at home. They've won 10 in a row. They have a really good quarterback. They're coming off a bye. They have good coaches. So coming off a bye, one of the head coaches has never lost coming off a bye. The offensive coordinator, I was told, is the best self-scouter there is in the planet in terms of football. Like, I don't have you already beat the Bills. You beat them in their place. Now they're coming to your place. The Bills are inconsistent at times. Like, I have no reason to pick against the Patriots. So therefore, I'm not going to pick up against the Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots 27-21. Trio of touchdowns for the Patriots, and then a couple Borregales field goals, and they win the AFC East. Hand out the hats, hand out the t-shirts, and let's get ready for the playoffs, peeps. Dan Ball?
Okay. In this case, genius does not walk alone. I also have the New England Patriots victorious. We saw last week just how much impact the snow had on the Bills' offense, a.k.a. none. I've been told that Drake May can handle himself in the cold weather, and he said that, yeah, it looks like it's fun to play in the snow. So he said that on Monday. So I'm putting that together to one of the more entertaining games we've seen this season. I got 34-27 Pats, and just a game in which both defenses struggle a bit to contain two very strong offenses, and the Patriots coming out on top and wearing said hats and said t-shirts.
Okay, so Dan Ball taking the over with that score, 34-27. Ted Johnson?
How about I go last?
Oh, you want to go last? Okay.
Let's let the other guys take the bullets here.
Let's go to Footy Pajama. I don't know where Frizoco went, so let's go to Stiz.
All right, I think it's going to be a close game for the most part, a shootout, but in the end, I think Josh Allen and the Bills are going to pull away with it. 31 Buffalo, 23 Patriots.
I just want to clarify, is that your pick or Chip's pick?
Well, it's all me, baby.
Okay,
all
so
me.
You are absolutely picking the Bills over the hometown Patriots. I don't know if I like that from the super fan from Chelsea. Brian Frizoco, I don't see back there behind the glass. So Brian Frizoco also taking the Bills to win 30-24. So we got two Bills picks in a row. Dan and I went with the Patriots. Fitzy picked the Bills 30-27 over the Patriots. And Ted Johnson, who you got?
I got the Bills over the Pats 27-17, but John's here. It's good to see him.
Whoa,
yeah.
Ted.
It's,
good
to see him.
3 days ago, you had a Pat Patriot.
Brought to you by.
No. I already did the read. We got time. I already did the read. 3 days ago, I saw a Pat Patriot logo literally in the center of your chest.
This is going to be hardcore, in-your-face analysis.
Okay.
I think the Bills are due.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. I think the Patriots are kind of due for a loss. This is like, can they win the every game from here? Can they go a 14-game winning streak?
Why not?
And threaten the 2023-24 team with 21?
Oh, I see what it is. We got to lose one. You're worried about the win streak. It's all coming together now.
You know what? The Patriots can afford to lose a game.
Insecurity there with your records and your achievements. Oh, I see how it is. Drake May's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Until he gets close to your mics.
You know what? I don't have the best real – just, I don't know. I feel like the energy from the Bills, I thought it was a big win last week. I think that momentum, beating the Bengals like they did is going to carry him into this one. I don't know. And the bye does make me nervous. I think the bye – I think back to 2021, the Patriots, I thought in 2021, believe it or not, at 9-4, were the best team in the AFC. I remember saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost the last two out of three.
Yep.
So,
and they were not the best team in the division. No,
they were not.
Weren't even close.
Not even close.
All right. Ted Johnson is one of four of our panelists.
Let's not emphasize that too
picking
much.
The
Let's
Bills.
Just move on.
I guess genius walks in a pair. And
we'll see.
Dan Ball and Andy Hart.
You
picking
see,
the Patriots.
You do see my overall record. So.
I do see your record. Okay.
You're on a winning streak. Don't screw me on this, by the way.
I'm not. You're in good hands. Speaking of good hands, the Christian Arcan show is in great hands tonight. John Lyons and Mego filling in. What's up, John?
Not too much, Andy. How about you?
See, Ted, that's a Patriot right on his
like
head,
yeah.
And he's picking the Patriots, I bet.
To get my pick, you have to listen to the Christian Arcan show from 6
there
to 9
go.
Tonight, Andy.
All the way through 9 to
You
get
can
the
call
pick.
In, Andy, yeah. in the truck on your way home.
Nice. What time are you guys going to do the picks?
Probably 6:45.
Okay, I'll be early. Listening. Yeah. Long commute, yeah. I'll be listening.
Yeah, we got Bradfo coming in, 7 o'clock, talk a bunch of Red Sox.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Can you ask him specifically about that quote in Sean McAdams' piece that the Red Sox don't believe in long-term contracts?
Yes.
Can we get to the bottom of that?
Unless it's Garrett Crochet or Roman Anthony for cheap money.
Because
or
that,
Christian Campbell in spring training.
For bad money.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one line, you basically just pour cold water over every hot stove season for in John Henry's tenure from moving forward.
Yeah, Ted, you turn the stove off.
That's it.
That's what you
Stone's
do. With that. You turn the stove off. Forget about cold water. You turn the stove off.
That's a better way to put
there's
it.
No long-term. It didn't make me feel good, Ted Johnson. Mm-hmm. Did
I believe
not.
It.
All right, so stick around for the Christian Arcan show with John Lyons and Mego filling
in. I'll be listening,
in.
Buddy.
I'll be listening in because I want to hear John pick the Patriots. That's my prediction that he will predict the Patriots will win. Ted, you will be Sunday, NFL Sunday, football Sunday.
Yeah, pregame. Listen to the pregame at 10 o'clock. I think boss man Ken Layard is going to be number one chair.
Oh, let's go.
10 to 1. Listen.
Leading up to a big Patriots game, 1 o'clock, and then Fitzy and I post-game will have you on the Six Rings post-game show after the Patriots' big victory to win the division. We'll be back on Monday, Patriots Monday. If things go according to plan and as they've gone, Drake May and Marcus Jones will make some big plays in this game because we usually talk to them coming off wins and big plays. So we'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the snow if we get it. Enjoy some eggnog. Enjoy the holiday season. And we'll talk to you Monday, 2 to 6 on a Patriots Monday. See ya.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He's a huge part.
Yeah, it's a huge weapon.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God, so fast. Reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.